Was that one actually good?
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Georgie and Cass with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, the Christopherly Queensland government has stated their intent to back a plan to stimulate the Brisbane River's ecotourism. Proposed by tourism operator John Sharp, the plan includes a cross-river wheelchair, accessible flying fox, and a highline picnic experience at Kangaroo Point. Minister for the Environment and Tourism Andrew Powell stated that, quote, "The Brisbane River is one of Brisbane's greatest assets, and activating it is key to encouraging visitors to stay longer and experience more of our great state."
In national news, the number of Australians accessing income support has grown by 2 million in the last decade. Rise in mental ill health cases contribute to much of the new claims due to the greater impact on their role at work and ability to remain productive. A report conducted by researchers at Monash University finds the demand has increased across all 11 income support systems, putting both strain on the workforce and support institutions. The results prove the troubling reality of mental health and stress in the workplace, making a case for the need of earlier intervention and support.
Canberra Hospital is now screening all patients entering the behavioural assessment unit with metal detection wands after a man threatened staff with a knife last month. Health Minister Rachel Stephen-Smith says a safety plan has been set up in response to the incident, in which staff were forced to shelter in a secure room for 3 hours. The plan requires police to call the hospital and notify staff before they bring a, quote, "complex patient" in for treatment, as well as including a review of the so-called Code Black rules to cover weapon-related incidents. Building works will be carried out to improve the exit from the secure room directly to the emergency department.
Distinct grooves or dimples in the cheekbones of koala skulls found in Western Australia have helped identify a new species of extinct koala. The Western Australia or dimpled koala lived in eucalypt forests until a major climate event wiped out their habitat about 28,000 years ago. The skulls, donated by the late Margaret River caver Lindsay Hatcher and his family, provide insights into eating ability and brain size, noting that the dimple koala may have had even less brain power than its East Coast cousin, which has one of the smallest brain-to-body ratios among mammals. It is the only species of koala known to have lived in Western Australia besides East Coast specimens introduced in the past 90 years to a Perth conservation reserve and wildlife parks.
In international news, deepfake images of Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni posing suggestively on a bed are being derided as a political attack, as they were being passed off as real by political opponents. The images had been created and circulated by a social media user called Roberto, featured the images of her in lingerie with the caption that Meloni should be ashamed of herself. While she did joke that the images made her look, quote, "a lot better," she warned her followers to verify information before sharing them.
And for your weather today, for the last time, weather I hardly know her. Brisbane is sunny, but it is expected to be cloudy soon enough. It may shower from now until the afternoon. The river should reach a minor high tide around lunchtime, and it will bottom out by the time the sun goes down this evening. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is low, and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the moderate band.
And for the last time, that is all your news from us for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, go to 4ZZZ.org.au or Facebook. And that has been Cass, Georgie, Lachlan and Hayley for your Wednesday Zedline.
Tell us, Cass, what has you achieved by doing Zedlines at 4ZZZ?
Honestly, like, I can't overstate how invaluable it's been for me, probably for all of us. 4ZZZ as a community and as a station is just so incredible to be a part of, and I feel incredibly grateful to have been able to build my skills and build my relationships with the people around me, to be able to feel confident on radio, feel confident in my voice, feel confident in my new skills. It's been incredible.
It's so nice being able to like contribute to this space and feel like, you know, getting to like come here and like having this really nice purpose, and also I can actually listen to my voice now in videos instead of like
not be embarrassed.
Instead of like shivering in fear and being like, oh my god, turn it off. But I've like learnt so much, and I feel like so much more confident about myself, and I love how I've been introduced to this amazing community. I'm such a little freak and everyone doesn't care.
Lachlan?
Yeah, much the same. Finding a voice, knowing that your voice can kind of carry something, even though you might not be comfortable hearing it, you know, like struggling with that, but then kind of just going, okay, you know what? It's live and I'm going to tell what I need to tell.
Fair enough. Especially like finding your voice and then having it represent such an amazing organization is pretty special. There's nowhere like 4ZZZ.
Yeah. Totally. Let's get back in the playlist. We're going to hear from The Kind Hills, and the song is called All Your Promises.